The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
Kelly, remember last week when we were all pitching our radio segments based on Lifetime movie ideas?
Yeah, for sure.
And we all, because Jen, your sister-in-law is in a Lifetime movie called
Best Friend's Betrayal.
Best Friend's Betrayal. And we were trying to look it up to see when it would air. And we came across all these other crazy Lifetime movie names. Like, what was the baby monitor one?
It was Baby Monitor, Sound of Fear.
Like, so that's
so crazy.
That's a movie that somebody wrote. So we put all these names in a hat, and we each drew them out, and we decided to create a radio segment based on these Lifetime movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jen comes in this morning, and she's like, hey, would you guys be cool if I upgraded my idea, her idea, because your TV show was called what?
The Mermaid Chair.
The Mermaid Chair. So she pitches this game show idea that would result in somebody, not her, one of us, Kelly, being dunked in a shark tank or something if we got questions wrong. And the tank would be called the Mermaid Chair. Is that right?
Well, clearly you don't listen because you got all the details wrong. But you would be in a dunk tank and take a mermaid challenge. If you fail the challenge, you would dunk into the tank. But I'd be in on it, too.
Oh, okay. So you're up for it. Okay, cool.
But I've got to take mine out of the running because all of our ideas are competing, and I've got to take mine out of the running because I'm going to upgrade it.
What do you mean?
Well, first, I'll explain to you what I mean here in just a second. But first, what's your movie titles and where are we in the voting? Because we gave it to all 11 of our listeners to vote on.
Kelly, between you and I, Jen is taking hers out of the running because she's in last place right now.
That's what I thought. She was kind of pulling like the only kid Jeff Dollar kind of move where she changes the rules midway through the competition.
Oh, no. I'm pulling mine out of the running because it's getting upgraded with some friends of ours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Mine was called Honeymoon with Mom, and it's where we have couples who are engaged call their significant other, and you have to convince. You have like an X amount of time to convince your fiance or your boyfriend, girlfriend. You have to convince them to allow mom to go on the honeymoon with you.
Which I don't want to like feed into Jeff Dollar here, but that's a great idea.
It is really funny.
That's a great idea. You got like 94 seconds to explain to them, mom's got to come on the honeymoon, just trust me. And then boom, you get a killer honeymoon.
Because it's kind of like a phone scam, but you're not doing it. It's somebody else doing the phone scam that you're forcing them to do.
Janine is on vacation this week, but hers involved creating a dating profile for Amanda, who works on our show. But the profile would be playing the role of an Amish person.
Because her movie was Expecting Amish. And then Kelly Cheese, what was your movie title?
The Husband She Met Online. So I thought it would be a great idea to have all of us play the Love, Marry, Kill game that you always played in like middle school and stuff. Mm-hmm. And online, we had to pick out just by the bio who we would love, who we would marry, and who we would kill. And all of us, depending on who we picked to marry, would send intern Amanda, the resident single girl, out on a date with each of them. And then maybe she'll find her husband. Maybe not.
So we put it up to a vote for all 11 of our listeners, and you guys have been voting. So what's the results so far?
As of right now, I'm in first place. Kelly and Jean are tied for second place. And Jen, you're in last place, but you're going to change the game here in 3 minutes, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, game is changing because it's going to get even better.
Okay. Jen pulling a classic Jeff Dollar only child move on the rest of us. I've taught her too well.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, so we've been talking about our Lifetime TV movie titles as radio ideas and getting your votes on it and everything. The movie title that I chose was The Mermaid Chair. And here's my idea for a radio bit, right? You sit in the mermaid chair and you take some sort of challenge, like identifying sushi blindfolded or identifying the raw fish that was put into your hands just by the feel of it. And if you get it right, you're fine. If you get it wrong, you plunge into a dunk tank of salt water, just like a mermaid would.
And then her oldest daughter upgraded it and said, y'all gonna drop each other into a shark tank?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, great idea, shark tank. And then I thought, I've got an even better idea. And I talked to our friends at Royal Caribbean. And you know how we got a big old vacation planned coming up in September, Jeff Dollar?
I do.
We're gonna do the mermaid chair on the ship. So you get to take the mermaid chair challenge in front of everybody. And if you lose, then you'll plunge into the pool right in front of everyone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to throw him off the boat. I was like, savage.
I mean, it's kind of an upgraded idea. Maybe we do. I mean, they've got lifeboats and stuff. You could just, we could just throw you a little ring on there.
So it'll be one of the poolside, like, game things or whatever.
Oh, we got to work out all the details, sure. But, yes, they want to do cool stuff with us on the ship. And they, you know, are excited about everything that we're, all the creative ideas. They've said, bring them all to us. Let's do it.
Did you, just out of curiosity, did you take the mermaid chair idea to Royal Caribbean before or after you realized you were in last place in the polling online?
Before.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them change their minds. This is going to be fun.
Oh, and they're going to make the coolest looking mermaid chair. It's going to be awesome.
I got Kelly on board. How about you? Come on.
Well, now I got to go find a mermaid Speedo. I was just going to wear the sequined one the whole time, but now I need a special scaly mermaid one. It's weird to have scales down there, but whatevs.
Oh, my gosh. Jeff sitting in a dunk tank with a mermaid tail.
And what if we got someone to bring their mom on their honeymoon on the Royal Caribbean cruise and mom dunked you into the mermaid chair?
That's bringing it all together, Kelly Cheese. I like the way you think. You want to go on vacation with us? JeffandJenCruise.com. And I promise you a mermaid tail on Jeff Dollar.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.